Shmois ve'eira boy b'shalach. The pasuk says in Yishaya v'yelech shoivov. And the Sfarim say that even if someone was v'yelech shoivov, oh, you still have the yam, you still have the hemshich, Yisrael mishpotim. And I think we already spoke to Andrei Vach that the ikur from the shoivovim is talking the tat, the Talmud Torah. Shoivovim is gematria shas. That's what it is. A person has to know that he has to get a heck of a Torah. It also says in Shulchan Aruch, Roy l'chol odom li'os meitzer v'doyeg al churban beis hamikdash. Meitzer v'doyeg is also gematria shoivovim, gematria shas. Yeah. Vayhi b'shalach parias om. The Medrash says vayhi is the lashon of vay. The Rabbani Shlomo gave a krechts. No, the vayhi is the lashon of vay. Zok the Medrash, who gave the krechts? There's a machloikus in the Medrash. Who is krechtsing over here? Or the paroi, or the moishe. Now paroi is krechtsing. B'shalach parias om. Lost all of his avodin. Oh, but what's the krechts that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying? So the Beis HaLevi writes, it's a whole arichas, they will say the nekuda of Zvart. Zok the Beis HaLevi, we know that the Emes to Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years. As I state, Arbamei Yisushloi Shushona, it's supposed to be, the Cheshbon is from Leidas Yitzchok. That's how we talk it work out, that it's 430. But we know that the Koishi Yashibet was 86 years. And we spoke out that 86 times 5 is 430. So really, they were supposed to be 5 times Midas Adin. 86 is Alikim. It's 5 times Midas Adin. But in the end, because they were already in the Menta Shara Tumah, there was no choice, they had to be taken out. So it was B'Shalach. B'Shalach with the Oisius is 344. That's 4 times 86. It was Vai, is it correct, that B'Shalach, that they were sent out 344 years early. They were supposed to be 430 years. What do we do instead? Instead we drink, we spoke. Arba koisos. Each kois is connected. A kois is 86. Kois. So each kois is connected one of the... But that's the correct. Why? Because the mice of Ibalt, we had to go out early. So instead, we have to go back into Golis. That's what he says, but there are drash on the Pasuk in Eicha. His biyani bamen royrim. Hirvani lana. The Medrash says that this is a remez, that it's talking true, that there's an apash. That the first day of Pesach is always the same day of the week as Tisha B'Av, and the second day is the same as Shavuos V'chulei. It goes all the way to Zion, the seventh day of Pesach. Is Ayin is the same day as Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is a bear. I was thinking for the Nechutz Lartz, Ches, the eighth day of Pesach is always the same as Samach, is the same as the Leil HaSeder. But the Medrash goes through all the different days. But up upon him, there's a connection from Tisha B'Av to Leil Pesach. What's the connection Tisha B'Av to Leil Pesach? Because the reason we have a Tisha B'Av, the reason we have Hirvani Lano, is because it's Biyani Bamarayim, because we had to go out of Mitzrayim early. Vayhi b'shalach parias ha'om, the Sforim write, Vayhi b'shalach parias ha'om, the Sforim writer say that Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Yidden were the Memtei Shaarei Tumah, and about it was an Ufrais that the Eibishter took them out, but it was Kula Yisra'uah Dila Eila, it was Mitzad the Rabbani Shloim. And Gibaldi was Mitzad the Rabbani Shloim, and this is a big Yisoyim, you see, the Shalom, all that they write, and a person's Avoidus Hashem. Amol, the Yitzhar is too great, he davens to the Bashefer, and Amoifus, the Yad Oirei, is that it takes away, but that doesn't take away the Yitzhar from the Shoirish. And then you'll still get chased after the Yetzer. The Mitzrayim will come running after you because you didn't totally disconnect from them, so they're going to come running after you. You know, you have the Maisa that I forgot which Rebbe it was. He saw his Chassidim Wakachizach, and he said, "What's going on?" They said, "We're talking about the Yetzer that's roid of us." He says, "You're still holding by the Madrega. You're being roid of after the Yetzer. Zosn and Zorgin. You're not up to that Madrega yet." But when you disconnect totally, then they won't run after you. The Balta was, they weren't menatic themselves from their Osiris, so it's the power comes running after them. Only later, and that's the Vai, that's another challenge, the Vai. It's by here, it's a krecht still. But when we get to the climax by Kris Yamsov, when Klal Yisroel, Nachshon, and then they follow after him, then from their Avoida, they are totally menatic themselves. Then power is already not right after them. V'chamushim ol b'nei so meres Mitzrayim. There are many pshatim in chamushim. Rashi brings ein chamushim ela mizuyonim, that they were with weapons. Or another pshat is chamushim because there really was only 1/5 of Klal Yisrael came, because 80%, 4/5 were died in Makas Choshech. They weren't ready to go out. It's a shrekel chazak. It's a holocaust. 80% of Klal Yisrael. There's another pshat that Chassidim says chamushim means, since we know the Yidden were in Memtesh Shari Tumah, and the Emes for every Shar of Tumah, you have to have a Yitzir, so there was Chamishim Yitzirs for the Memtesh, and then to go into the Kedusha. Tzidur, Har Chaim says that this concept that the Yidden were in Memtesh Shari Tumah, and if they would have fallen into the Shar Hanun, there would be no Hatzalah for them. Zokta Har Chaim, because this is true, but it's only Koyt the Mount Torah. La'acha Matan Torah, with the Koyach of Torah, the emes is that even the Shar Hanun, some say even the Shar Hanun Tes, if you know what the Shar Hanun Tes is. But in Mitzrayim it was the Shar Hamem Tes, and it was Koyach of Matan Torah, and therefore they had to take them out of Chamushim. The Zohar HaKadosh says a different Shah. What does it mean by Chamushim al B'nei Shom Eretz Mitzrayim? He says, because Yitzias Mitzrayim, if you make the Cheshbin, was 50 Yovlois from the Tchilas Briyas Olam. So it's Vachamushim after 50 Yoivos. 50 Yoivos is 2,500. Yitzias Mitzrayim was the Zohar. Yitzias Mitzrayim was actually 50 some years before that. The Teretz is, he's going like the Shita, that each Yoivos is only 49 years, right? Like the Shnasa Yoivos, Machlevis Tanoim. In the Mishnah, the end of Erechim, whether the Shnasa Yoivos is year one of the next cycle, the Zohar is going according to that Shita, that Shnasa Yoivos is year one of this of the next cycle. Uvnei Yisrael Yoitzim Biyad Rama. The Targum says Uvnei Yisrael Nofku Bereish Galay Biyad Rama. The Targum says Bereish Galay. So I saw in this forum, it says, what's Bereish Galay? We know that it says in the Zohar that Besifra Do Yafkim in Golos. When the Zohar will be in his Galah, that's when will be the Yitzia. So it's Bereish Galay. Bereish is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Oisies Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. I saw other Svarim say that it's going on the Baal Shem Tov, because Bereish is also Rebbe Yisrael Baal Shem, because there's a famous memory that he met Eliyahu HaNavi. It's brought down in the Svarim, that in the Toldos, and he says, Mosai Kosi Mar. Yeah, someone turned it into a song. Mosai Kosi Mar. And he said, L'chashi Yisgal Tayrosav Yifutza Mayin Asecha Chutza. So it's Bereish, B'nei Yisrael Nafka. When is going to be the Etzem Yitzia of the we had to go back into Golos. When is going to be that? You see, there's a remnant in the Targum, Bereish Galay. Bereish is either Reb Shimon Bar Yochai or Reb Yisrael Baal Shem, as I state in Degel Machin Ephraim, in others form. Now, the point of state, the Hemshech here by Yibaku Amayim, Chris Yamsuf. There's a famous Medrash. It says in Tehillim, we say in Halal, Hayom Rav Hayomais. Hayarav Yisiv Locher. The Medrash says, Ma Ro Hayam. And the Medrash says, Ma ro hayom price Rabbi Yishmol. Harvei droshois v'pirushim nemru. What does this Medrash mean? Hayom ro hayomais, ro price Rabbi Yishmol. So there's one Gishmak of Shat from Rabbi Yosef Eibishitz. He says, Bemis we know, there's another Medrash, that the Rabbi Yishmol tells the Yam to split. Kach hisna, because it's borrowed from the eyes of Horatius. And the Yam says, no. Halolwev de'avoy dezorv, halolwev de'avoy dezorv. They're in the Memtesh Shari Tumah. There's no havchana. There's no reason to split, and meaning make a split that the Yidden should go through and then to drown the Mitzrayim. Halolu v'halolu, kulam shavim l'toiva, says the Yam. So there's many neschois in the Medrash Gufa for what happens over here, but one of the neschois is that the Medrash says HaKadosh Baruch Hu says they did tshuva. Another neschois is they're going to do tshuva. The Chiddush Yigosh in the Osin. But there's a Medrash that says they did tshuva. Frek the Yam, that's the Shach of Ataria. Who says tshuva helps? It's Koy the Matan Torah. They're B'nai Noyach. We talk always if the Yidden have a din of a B'Noyach or a V'Yid. But the Chorin, it's not Matan Torah yet. Who says that Shuv works by a B'Noyach? Bring a Raya. Because the Teretz is, the Gemara says, Yishmol has a Shuv. Why is the Torah Moinech? The Shnois of a Yishmol, it says that he's a Tzadik. Yishmol has a Shuv. Okay, who says it was accepted? The Teretz says, there's a Braisa of Yishmol, there's a Tana. A Hele Gitan, his name is Rav Yishmol. His parents would give him a name. Hashem Arosha. Avad, if he has this name, it must be because Yishmol said tshuva. So the right, the bride of the Rav Yishmol shows that even a Benoyach could do tshuva, and that's the raya that the Yam should split. There's another pshat, because the Emes, the Pasuk says, there's another Medrash. Hayom Rav, Hayom Yisayar, the Yisav Locher, the Yam, The Yam went to Kal v'chomer from the Yarden. If the Yarden split for Yeshua, Zichr, the Yam should split for Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael. Okay, who says the Yam Dan Kal v'chomer? Brayshis to Rabbi Shmuel. Yeshua's just remidish, that's Torah and Adreshis. Kal v'chomer. So the Yam saw the Brayshis of Rabbi Shmuel. He learned enough to learn this Kal v'chomer. There's another pshat, also based on the Medrash, the Protos Drachin. Can you do what we already spoke? But the Protos Drachin is the more of the Shmaitza of the Shaila, whether the B'nai Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, the Avos and the Shvatim, until Matan Torah, if they have the din of a Yidur Goy. So part of his shtickle, he brings Rais. He brings Rais that it's a Machlokes Achronim, and then it's a path that he goes through. He brings that it's Rishonim, then he makes it a Machlokes Tanoim, until the buildup of his shtickle, it's Yidua, that it was a Machlokes Yosef and the brothers, Gufa. And that's how we talk about a lot of the Vikuchim between Yosef and the Echim, if they have a din of a Benoyach or a Yid. Akoponim, in the process Drachim, state Azeh, when the Yam says he doesn't want to split, Halal Oyev Deavoy Vizora, Hashem answers back, Shoyt Neshev Oilom, Klumat Adon, Shoyt Nekemezit Vo'oimis Kerotzoy. So what's this lesson? Shoyt Neshev Oilom, he tells the Yam, Klumat Adon, Shoyt Nekemezit Vo'oimis Kerotzoy. Says the process Drachim, Amarit Nekazach, the emphasis is a dilemma over here. The Yam says, Halal Oyev Deavoy Vizora. Oh, but they were an oinis. They were a shoyig, right? But here you have to catch on. Oinis is not a teretz for a yid. A yid has to be moiser nefesh, even by oinis. But shoyig is a teretz. By benoyach, it's punkfaket. There's no ptur oinis. I'm sorry, there's a ptur oinis. But by goy, there's no musik that he has a ptur shoyig. And the yam wants to say, L'chumra, I have to be machmer on both. These yidden deserve to drown. What do you want to say? Oinis. Maybe they're benoyach. You want to say they have a p'tor shaygig? I'm sorry. Oinis. Maybe they're a yid. And oinis is not an excuse. You want to say they have a p'tor shaygig? I want to be machmer. They have a din of a benoyach. But as we know, the Gemara says... The Yam, the Shtikl Torah is, the Yam is saying, I want to be machmer on these Bnei Yisrael, l'chumra, that they have a din of a benoyach, that they can't use a p'tor shoygig, and benoyach, and Yisrael, they can't use a p'tor oymus. Says the Rabbani Shalom, you know, the Gemara says, in Chulin and other places, Misha machmer, gam chumras of Beishami, and gam chumras of Beisilu, is ksil b'choy shecholich. Either you go only with Beishami, only with Beisilu. So that's what the Rabbani Shalom is telling him, shoyt v'shevo'ilam, you're being machmer both. What do you mean, machmer both? Either treat them like a benoyach or treat them like Yisrael. Klumat adam shoyig kemezid and oyus kerotzen at the same time. That's the shoyig shevoilam. Azoyz up. The brush is drachim. Now it's interesting. It says vayoshav. Thank you. Vayoshav hayom was nice boiker le esonoi. So the Baal Haturim says le esonoi is tnai. The same letters as tnai. Tnai is not kodesh baruch hu my separatius. That the original shoyrish was ready over there. Now, vayoysha Hashem vayoyim ahu es Yisroel miyad Mitzrayim. You have to know yesh lachkor. When is Yitzias Mitzrayim? Chai bodem l'saper v'Yitzias Mitzrayim. Every single day of the year, there's a mitzvah of zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's the difference between the mitzvah of manishlana halayla zemikom halayla? That's not today's topic. That there are dozens of Mahalchim and Yisoidis to explain what's unique about Leil Pesach, and that there's an under within Leil Pesach, and there's a din of Kol Hashom. But we're talking about Maman Tizgar, Yoyim Tzeis, Chameres Mitzrayim. Now the Pasuk says, Vayoyish Hashem, Vayoyim Ahu, Vayoyim Ahu, Vayoyim Ahu, this is already the seventh day. So the Emes says, it's a Moirut Kazakh. They say from Yosef Chaim Bonsov, it says the Yid was supposed to be Mitzrayim for 430 years. Al Pi L'Chesh, when we is really the 430 years, from Leidas Yitzchak. When was... What?
From the Bris Van Nisar.
430 was from Leidas Yitzchak. Or 400 is from Leidas Yitzchak? And 430 is from the Bris Van Nisar. Okay, there's one. 430 is from Bris Van Nisar. I'm going to go with 70. And 400 is from Leidas Yitzchak. Thanks for the tikkun. Now, 400 from Leidas Yitzchak is Bidiyuk. When was Yitzchak born? Tesvav Nisan. When was his Bris? Yitzchak wasn't Noilad Mo. 7 days later, 8 days later. The Kriyas Yamzav and the Yitzias Mitzrayim are the two parts of the Yitzias Mitzrayim, but the reason Yitzias Mitzrayim is broken into these two parts, Because it's not exactly 400 years from Leidas Yitzchak. But what's Leidas? You do it that Reb Chaim Volozhin was born on Shavuos, but when he was Nifter on Tesvav Sivan, on Yudal Sivan, and they said on him, about that he was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Memale Shnei Seim Shal Tzadikim Yoyim L'Yoyim, from the Yoyim Hamila, the Makoros from Moshe Rabbeinu, Zayin Adar. Yeah, he was born Mo. Of Ravada, the Etzin is the Emes is the Yoyim Hamila. So, the two components of Yitzias Mitzrayim are the Diyuk, 400 years, from Leidas Yitzchak. There's the Leida, Kipshutai, the Oifen Tivi, he was Noilat, and then there's the Yoyim Hamila of Yitzchak. So too, Yitzias Mitzrayim is broken into two parts. But it says over here, by Yoysha Hashem, by Yoyim Ahu. Why is it by Yoyim Ahu? It happened already 7 days ago. Is the Emes is a punch to Pshat. Eved Shebarach, the Gemara says, Chayv Lahashlin. The Yidin were Borach, they ran out. But the other could still go after him. Only by Kriyas Yamsuf, when the Vayahar Yisrael, as Mitzrayim, Mace, Al Svas Ayom, you go out with Mises HaOdoin. Till now, in the Chanami, they were Eved Shebarach. But they can still be, the Odin can come after them. Over by Yahar Yisrael, as Mitzrayim, Mace, now is Takav Yitzias Mitzrayim. But Lagufa Inyan, La Halacha is an interesting shot on the Poiskin. We know. Talking to the whole day, you spoke to him? There's a machlokes in the Poiskin. There's a mitzvah's essay, Doi Raisa, that every single day a person has to be maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Pashtas, we are yoytzeh this when we say in the third parash of Kriya Shema, we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. But lo yitzuyer, someone didn't say Kriya Shema. And he said us Yoshir. And he said us Yoshir. Are you yoytzeh the mitzvah or Doi Raisa of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim if you didn't say Kriya Shema? Well, you only said the first two parashas, you didn't say Vayomer, but you said Yitzias Mitzrayim by mentioning the parashas of Yoshir. So the Magen Avraham in Siman Samach Zayin says, V'yoytza, the mitzvah derives of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, by saying Oz Yoshir. Frek Rabbi Kveger, and this is printed in the Hagoyis of Rabbi Kveger in Shulchan Aruch, in the new Shulchan Aruch, there's Rabbi Kveger's Hagoyis, and also the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer also, in the Hagoyis of Shulchan Aruch, we have Hagoyis Chassam Sofer. It's interesting, Rabbi Kveger didn't have Hagoyis of the Chassam Sofer in his Shulchan Aruch. So actually, Rabbi Kiva Eger, when he brings the kash, he says, "Chosni Hagoyim Rav Moshe Abdes and Presburg B'tshuva Hiksha." He quotes a kasha from his Adam, the Chassam Sofer. He doesn't quote the Hagoyim from Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Kiva Eger didn't have. Rabbi Kiva Eger had Hagoyim from Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch. But the Chassam Sofer didn't have. But like upon him in our Shulchan Aruch, Sayyab Kiva Eger and Sayyab Chassam Sofer, they argue on the Magen Avraham. They say you're not yoytze if you mention and say Oz Yoshir, because that's not Yoyim Seisro. Leman Tisko is Yoyim Seisro. Even though, like we said, it says Vayoyish Hashem, Vayoyim Ahu. But it's not Yoyim Seisro. The Yoyim Seisro is only Mamish. He's not sense. The Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Kiva Eger want a taina that since the din is that you have to mention the deraisa leman tiskeres yoyim seis chamiras mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf is a very gevaldik azach and rosh ifchalayam al in yonim, but it's not yoyim seis chamiras mitzrayim. Then it's in one girsa. There's two girsas in Hagoyis Rabbi Kiva Eger and Shulchan Aruch. He asks also that you have to mention Makas Bechoyrus. We mention Makas Bechoyrus in Ezras. But I was thinking, what's this issue? Everyone agrees that Avada Kriyas Yamsuf L'chor was the climax of the Yitzio. He said it was Misa Sa'odoy. But on the other hand, it's not Mamish Yom Seischa. The Seder, but L'gufini, we see it's a Machloikis. So if I have permission, the same way the Parashas Drochim declares whether the B'nai Yisrael have a din of a B'noich or Yisrael. And in his Shtikl Torah, he starts off that it's a Machloikis Rishayin, a Machloikis Aparachloinim, and eventually becomes Yosef and the brothers. It's an interesting style of the Rechlimen. I have Bakosha of permission to do a similar thing. There's a machlokes Magen Avraham and Rabbi Kiva Eger. If you yoytza Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim by saying as Yoshev, I think maybe this machlokes is already earlier, before the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Kiva Eger. Not on the Rishonim and not on the Tanoim, even earlier. It's It's a machloikis. Gor the Shroshim. The Hainu. It's Gedua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Yidim when they leave Mitzrayim on Leil Tesvav to take a Rechush Godol. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu begs them, please take it. And Chazal say, why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shelo Yoimar Esei Tzadik Avram Avinu Va'avodim Ve'inu Oysam Kiyamta Behem Va'achre Ken Yetzir Rechush Godol Kiyamta Behem. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu was begging the Klal Yisrael to take the Rechush, so Avram Avinu shouldn't come with times. Frek the Goyim. And a lot of Mepharshim asked this. The reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give us a Rechush Godol on Leil Tesvav from Yitzias Mitzrayim is because Avram Avinu is going to come with Tainus. The reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Va'achri came, Yeitzu Rechush Godol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavtiach. Not just because Avram is going to come with a Tainus. Vosim et mine enikluf. Says the Goyim, and I will already be malabish, this Knesh, how I'm learning, this is already an addition. The Goyim doesn't say this, but I'm going to say it like the Goyim. I'm going to say it with this shtickle. The embassy is HaKadosh Baruch Hu held like the Magen Avram. That Kriyas Yamsuf is also Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Avada, the Biza on the Yam, was even greater. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not have to give them Shlal and Biza in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because suffice it for his Avtocha, that Bodut, that we pass like the Morgan Avram, that the Biza and the Shlal by Kriyas Yamsuf will be a Kiyam Gomer of the Akri Kein Yitzir Rechush Godol. Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalo Yoyim Seid Tzadik, Rabbi Kveger, not Rabbi Kveger, Avram Avil. Avram Avil, how's Rabbi Kveger? And he's going to say, no, you will Mavtiach Rechush Godol on Yoyim Seis. So today, Shalom Yom, we always see Tzadik and Taina, because we have to give Rechush then also. Oh, but the Emes is he passing like the Morgan Avram. Such, after you can be Matzia, is the Shoyrish of the Shai. It says that when the Mitzvah went into the Yam, and the drowning, there are different levels. In one Pasuk it says, V'ruach HaPecha Ner Mumayim, but then it says, Yoichleimu Kakash, Yidmu Ka'oven, Tzolulu Ka'iferes. Rashi brings because there was different madregas of rishus in the Mitzrayim. Toishet Mitzrayim, Toishet Moichai, but there was different ones. But I was thinking like this. You know, the Pasuk says, Uvaruach HaPecha Ner Mumayim. The Targum says, Chakimu Maya. There was a Chochma. Nermu was a Lashon of Chochma. What's the Chochma in the Mayim? So first of all, there's a chokhmah. The Mayim has to know when the Yidden finished leaving and now drowning the Mitzrayim. What's more, we said before that the Yam had a drosh of a kal v'chaymer from Bryce and the Rabbi Shmuel. It's a chokhmah. But I want to suggest maybe a different shot. It says that the Mitzrayim were three levels. Kash, Oiferes, and Evan. Maybe it wasn't just three levels. Maybe it was much more. Kash, Evan, and Oiferes is just a mushel. Upper Evan, so the Farshid and Avonim, heavier ones, denser ones, thicker ones. Every Mitzri was up and down. Gnol! Lefi Dargus Rishusay. That's a Mavaldike Mishpat. That's a Gavaldike Chochma in the Mayan, that the Mayan knows to each one. Either you could say there are many kinds of Kash, many kinds of Eferis, or you could say no, Kash and Eferis is one. But in Evan is the Farshidin Avon. Every Mitzri was Nenash, Nermu Mayan. There was a Gavaldike Chochma in the Mayan, that every Mitzri was able to be Gedant Lefi his Madrega. The Pasuk says, Omar, Oyev, Erdoif, Asig, Achalek, Shaul, there are five Alephs. The Sfarim say it's coming to show you that even in the Hastorah, Betoicha Hastorah, Avad, the Alufish of Oilam, again and again, the Rabbi Shlevin is there. Oh, it says later in the Parsha, Vayavoyu Morosa, Vayach Lubishtes Mayim, Imoro Kimorim Heim. So they had to make the water sweet. There's a Mayur de Gevar from the Baal Shem Tev. Pastors, you learned the water was sweet. No. The Yidden were bitter. If you're bitter, then even if you're trying to drink Dvash, it's going to be bitter. If you have Mesikus, if you're Pneumius, your Toichin is Mosoik, then anything will be sweet. It's Kimarmim. A person has to know how to be Margish, to be Margish the Mesikus. At the end of the parsha, you have that you don't want mayim. Here in the oimed, the fanecha shom al atzur b'choyret, the ikisa b'atzur. The Rabbanu Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu to hit the rock. Now, that's what it says. That's what he was supposed to do. That was the tzivui. In Parshas Chukas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe v'dibartem el ha'sela. And over there in Parshas Chukas, in spite of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah v'dibartem el ha'sela, he was makid ha'sela. And that's called Chet Mei Meriva. And there's a huge machlekes we're showing him vos lik genoi in this Chet Mei Meriva. Over Kipshutai, you read the Psukim, he was supposed to do a dibur and he gave hakah. Over here he was told to give hakah. Maishno, what's the pshat? Here the tzibur was hakah. There the tzibur was dibur. That means I saw a very interesting, the Gemara says in Megillah, Mila b'sela, shtuka b'train. Meaning it's better to shvaigen. Shtik is worth twice as much as saying a word. A vort is a sela, one sela. So do what they say from the Chazanish. A person kept quiet, it's one quiet, but if he spoke, he can speak 1,000 words, and that's really 1,000 sela. And keeping quiet is just one keeping quiet. He said, no, yet the vort nish gezocht is geschwigen a vort. Yet the vort. Gezocht the vort is a sela, geschwigen the vort is 2 sela. But I saw on Sepshat, it has to do with this, it says, because when Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock the second time when there was a problem, that's when the two Nevi'im, Elder and Maida, came out and said, Moshe Meis Yeshua Machnes. So Shtika Bisela, right? This that Moshe Rabbeinu was shoysik. The deeper Bisela, what Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to speak to the rock instead of hitting it, would have been Shtika betrayed. And the two Elder and Medad would have kept quiet and not said the nevuah of Moshe Meis, because he wouldn't have been Nemesh. But over here we see that Adrav, he was told to hit the rock. Is I heard once a murder to Kipshat. The Medrash says, "Does the Yalkut Shemayni in Parshas Chukas? Why over here did he tell him to hit the rock, and in Chukas the tzivu was to talk to it?" Says the Medrash, "It's a mashal to a little child. You have to give him chinuch. When he's a little kid, can swear into the van. He doesn't understand you. He does something wrong. You have to be mechanech him. Tzvei pesh. Later on, when he gets older, then you're able to speak." So too says the Medrash Klal Yisrael. In the beginning, they were ketanim. The oifen has to be with a klop, with a patch. Later on, when they grew up, you can talk to it. I heard once of Shah, the Medrash means a very, very interesting Nakuda. I'm going to mention this, I did it earlier already. Over here, we're going before Matan Torah. In Parshas Chukas, it's already after Matan Torah. So here's the time. The MS is there's another Medrash. Also in the Yalkut Shemayim, but this is in a few Midrashim. When Moshe Rabbeinu was told to Dibartan El Asela, what was he supposed to say? Please and thank you? Sela, Sela. Tain Mayim, what was he supposed to say? Zok the Medrash. The Medrash says he was supposed to say a Shtikl Torah. He was supposed to say a Pasuk, a Medrash, a Rambam, a Shver Toysvis. He was supposed to say Torah. Ein Mayim El Torah. V'dibartem El Asela. The Medrash says he was supposed to say a Vart from Torah. That's what he was supposed to say. Over here we're going before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah. So he needed to get water and he had to hit the rock. Later on, when the Medrash means when they were Ketana means before they became Bar Mitzvah, because before they had the Torah. So then you have to hit the rock. But after, you don't have to. And the Emes is, you have the same thing. The Medrash says, it compares, we mentioned it before, Hayom Rav Hayomas. The Yam learned the Kal V'Chaymer from the Yarden. The Yam has to learn from the Yarden. Because the Yam was called the Matan Torah. The Yarden of Adar, the Yarden was after Matan Torah. No, the Yam, B'chozes, was able to learn out. The same thing over here, the Hakkoh is before Matan Torah. Similarly, we know the Gemara says in Chulin that Pinchas ben Yair was 3 times Ma'avir the Yarden, first for himself, then to bring someone else across. Ma'a Chofshi. And the Gemara says the Lushin, Gol Koichem Shal Pinchas ni Moshe. Moshe once, against Klal Yisrael. Pinchas, via Welt. So the emissaries, they say, the Rechaim, God is others, but they say, I heard once connects like this. Pinchas is after Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, with Koichat Torah is Nishkin Kunz. Koichat Torah. The Yam Shal Shloim writes in the Agdoma, Kalach Yad. He's saying how he heard it on the Sefer to write it. But Kalach Yad mentions once that one time he was learning, it was late at night, the candle was come out finished, and he didn't know what to do. So the candle stayed burning for a few hours. He doesn't say it as a moifis. He's being misaper on how the Sefer came out. Avada was it? Fatoira. By the menorah was a chiddush, but he had to write Torah. Fatoira is it? It's Pasha tells Gobel Koich Pinchas. Yeah, I mean Moshe. From Moshe. Shengiven Matan Torah. So this, the Pinchas could do it, Father. The Iker is with the Koich HaTorah. There's one other Indian over here. It says, Ki Yod Al Keis Ka. Ki Yod Al Keis Ka. The Gemara says that Yud K is only half of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. It's missing the Vav K. And the case is really the kisei. It's missing the aleph. And that's what it means. Evo, the Moshe Vlai Evo is the aleph, Vav He. That's missing. We're waiting for Shehei Shmoi Shalai, the Kisoi Shalai. And also they say that Sukkah. Sukkah is 91. Everyone knows. Same Gemara is Amen. And as Mach Malach. And as Yud K Vav K with the Shem Adnas together. 26 plus the 65 of the Shem Adnas together is 91. But a sukkah that's shalom is only a sukkah with a vav. It never says sukkah with a vav. It always says it in the Torah without a vav. The one place where it says sukkah with a vav is a pasuk in Tehillim. Vayihi b'sholem sukkoi. Right, there's two vavs there. The end is also with a vav, but that's not what I'm talking about. It says samach vav chav. Vayihi b'sholem sukkoi manose b'tzion. Only b'sholem is when the shame will be shalom and the kisei will be shalom. And the sukkah then will also be shalom. Aber the mitzvah is very interesting. We know what does it mean the yud and the hey, because the Gemara says in Menachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built two olam, olam hazeh and olam haba. Olam hazeh he built with a hey, and olam haba with a yud. That's the yud and the hey. The olam hazeh and olam haba. No, so what's the vav and the hey? Says the mitzvah, the vav and the hey is the hanhog of the Ribbono Shel Olam after he built created the world. The vav is the hanhog of the Teferes, which he says is olam derech hateva, and then there's the last hey, the hey achroina, which is malchus, which is the way the Eibush Tefiras developed. But either way, Vav and Hei are both on Hobbes of the Rabbani Shlevin. Amolek comes and he wants to break that and he says only Yud Kei. Yeah, there was a Briah, there's a Bashefer. But he wants to disconnect it from Han Hobbes of Bayeri Tav Teglich. This that after Rabbani Shlevin created the Yud and Hei and he created the Oilam Hazan and Mabah, there's a Han Hobbes. Han Hobbes, Ashtoka Protis. The Toy Patevel, the Malmi Atevel, that's the Vav and Hei. Amolek wants to break that. He wants to be monotic from that union. I wanted to say after a different shot, Ki Yod Al Keis Ka, very interesting. The tour in Hilchis Tefillah, he goes through the Ganze Shemana Esrei, and it's fascinating. He brings there from his brother Rabbeinu Yechiel from the Gedolei Ashkenaz that there's a remez every single bracha in Shemana Esrei. He mamish works it out, the amount of words in each bracha and what it represents and how it connects to different things. Grois Sein Yonam, they mamish in the tour. Al Aseder, he goes through the tour over there. So over there, Toich HaDvarim, it's interesting, I'll interrupt myself. He says over there, Shmoyne Esrei, Lamais, it's not Shmoyne Esrei, there's 19 brachas, we have Alam Al-Shinim. But in that simon at the end, he says, Sim Shalom is the 19th bracha. And when you finish Shmoyne Esrei, then you should. He doesn't call it Shasrei, it's called Esrei. So I was thinking, actually, you know why it's called Shmoyne Esrei? The Torah writes over there that the Rosh HaTevis of the 18 brachas, the 19 brachas, if the Gematria of the Rosh HaTevis, the first letter of each bracha, the Sarah Hakul is 1800. And they get 1800 malachim that come and you say Shemoneh Esrei, and he's meramis that the Sfaradim by the Yerushalayim, we start with a vav, the Ashkenazim start with a vav, the Sfaradim start with a tough tishkoin. So then he says, then it won't work out. It's only going to, if you go that the Yerushalayim is with a vav, that it comes out Gnoi. So it's 19 brachas, but it's 1800 malachim. Akoponim, every brach he goes through. Now when he gets the brachas Hashivenu, he says Hashivenu has 15 words. Keneged, various psukim that he brings. But then he says, we know that is this world, then is the Rakia. But then we know the Gemara says in Chagiga that there are Shiva Rakiyim, and between each Rakiya there's a Hefsik. And the Gemara says in Chagiga that in each Rakiya, each Oilam, and each Hefsik is Mahal Chamesh Meos. And that's what it means, Beragleim Regal Yeshara by the Malachim. Because Yeshara is Shin Reish is 500, Mahal Chamesh Meos, and then Yud Kei, because there are 15. Now, it's a big tumult here in the Gemara Chagiga on Daf Tesvav, but Tarsus brings it over there. But assumingly that there's 15, you have the Oretz. You have the first Rukiya, then you have the Avirim being Rukiya, Rukiya. L'chayra, the 15 includes the final above the last Rukiya, Kisiyakov. That's Tshuva. Tshuva is when you're connected, even when you're down here in this Aretz, you're connected 15 to the Kisiyakov. But if not, if you're disconnected from the Kisiyakov, meaning the Kisiyakov is there, but you're on Aretz and you're down here. Or, you don't lift up your Artzius to connect to that Kisiyakov, so then it's only 14. Ki Yod Al Kais. The problem when it's not Sholem is that we don't have the full 15, the Madregas, that from the Oretz that we are connected through our Shurish Neshama all the way to the highest place. The Gemara says, the Torah brings it over there, that G'dayin L'tshuva Shemagiyah Ad Kisei HaKavod. That's why there's 15 words in the Baruch HaVashimenu. Yeah, but 14, you think, oh, almost. No, not, because you didn't make it to the Kisei, or forget it, the Kisei is the 15th, but then going back the way down, it makes only to the Shemayim, but you're Andreas over here. The oifen of tshuva is when it's all 15, and that's what the pasuk is saying, when it's not the Shlemus, it's Kiyod Al-Kes, it's only 14. Kiyod, that's what I was thinking, Al-Pivator. Kiyod Al-Kes, Ko is 15, the Kif is not 100, it's Yud and then A. One Ha'ara on the Haftoira. You have the story here of Barak and Sisra and Dvoira the Nevi'ah. The Hiyo Shevis Takas Toimer Dvoira. The Gemara says in Megillah, why was Dvoira sitting Takas a Toimer? Says the Gemara, because Dvoira was a Nevi'ah and a Shoifetes. Tosfos talks about it in Baba Kama. Daf Tesvav. Amen Aleph. And Tesvav. Tosfos talks about the fact that she was a Shoifetes, but the Gemara says in Megillah, Yudalit, that the reason she had to be sitting tachas a toimer is because she was a shofet, it would be yichud if people would come, and under any other tree, the tree would grow and it would be a problem of yichud. A toimer doesn't, the leaves don't bend down all the way to the bottom, and therefore it wasn't, we avoided an issue of yichud. That's the Gemara. What yichud? Who's going to come? Two people are going to come to the entire tree. There's no yichud, one woman and two men. What's the yichud? So one shot is, because the Gemara says, by great priti, it's a problem. No. But the Gemara says, kol shoifet yiyu be'inecha, when the Balei didn't come to you, yiyu be'inecha kirishoy. So even when tzaddikim are coming for the entire, but it's yiyu be'inecha kirishoy, and there's a shayla of yichud with one man and two women. Another shot, someone said, it could be that there's a dentire between a man and a woman, right? Not two women. If it's two women, then it's three women, then it's not a problem. But there will be a dentire with a man and a woman, it will be yichud of trei nashi v'chad gav. That about is yichud. Not ishtar. When she's not shayfet, right? Eishes lapidos, that's something else. So that l'chayra could be another terrors, how you work out the cheshbon. Good.